أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whilst the people of Makkah may have made allegations against him that he is a poet and this Quran is his poetry and it is his composition and it had come from him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear that he was no poet before, but he was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever he said was the direct wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the hand, Allah shows us that this is wa ta'ala, recognize our Nabi, and the people of that time could have recognized Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had he been a poet before, he was saying ash'ar, very, very differentiated between his speech and the speech of Allah, it would have become difficult for people. The Nabi of Allah clarified that mass. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about yet another very, very great thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has born man. That certainly we had created from amongst the things with our hands, so the cattle, the cows, etc. Allah is a very, very, so many things created for us, different animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that we will eat, we would use the hide of those animals, we'll use the wool of those animals, and we'll use the different things of those animals, all that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created solely for man to utilize. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, mimma amilat aydina, that it was from amongst the works of Allah, the creation of Allah, about which we had absolutely no hand in. If you look at the other aspect of it, that we plant a little seed into the ground, that was our little doing. We may water the ground, that was our little doing. We may soften the ground, that is ours. We may harvest after that. But in between, all is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that insan, you have absolutely no hand in it. It is the hand and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created this. And then Allah says, فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. After that, another very great ni'mat of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that insan, you become the owner of it. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us ownership, not only of cattle, not only of livestock, but the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us ownership of land and everything else that we own, that is also another very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a different thing that the modern world today will argue that whether capital is the source of income or whether labor is the source of income, that is all the modern arguments. But the reality is this, that the true source of income is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gives us the possession of the capital. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gives us the possession of the resources. Allah is the one that gives us the ability to work with our hand and labor. And that is the original. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the original of all this. So hence another very great ni'mat of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us in this world to become owners. Now if we just transfer this into the next world, Maliki Yawmiddin, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be absolutely no ownership, but the sovereignty and the ownership of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We won't even own a stitch of clothing. We won't even have a thread of cotton in our possession. Everything will be out of our possession. In this world, it is a ni'mat of Allah, transitory as it may be, but it is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah says, وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have subdued these animals before you. As big as a cow may be, as big as a horse may seem, as big as a camel may seem, and as strong as it may seem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, Allah's power, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us some power over these animals, that we are able to ride them, we are able to derive other benefits from them, and that is again another very great ni'mat of Allah. If we just imagine and we turn the coin the other side, that if a cow does not come under a human's control and it is always arrogant and it is stubborn, then obviously life would have become very difficult, and then the same would be with the horses and everything else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great ni'mat and kudrat, فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ, then from amongst these animals, they are those that you will ride, like the horses and camels, etc. وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ, and from amongst these animals are those animals that you will eat some of it, the flesh, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that amount of privilege, that these animals subjugate themselves and they are subdued to us. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعَ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that in these animals there are very many different benefits for you, like the hide of the animals. Then you will get, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the meat of the animals, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَمَشَارِبَ, fountains of drink that Allah has put into these animals. If you look at a fruit like the orange, in it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the juice. You'll have to cut that and you'll have to extract the juice from there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this cow a factory on its own, that it eats the grass, it drinks the water, and then it manufactures in itself, it manufactures that milk, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within itself the ability to do so, and all you do is you milk that cow and you have fresh milk. And isn't all this a kudrat from Allah? Or we just take it for granted, or we just think sometimes that this milk comes from the bottle, or maybe this milk comes from the cup, and we forget the original source and we forget the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are very, very great and powerful ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And Allah asks us the question, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, does man not appreciate all these beautiful and wonderful ni'mats? The problem is that we don't have the time to look at these ni'mats. We don't have the time to realize them. We don't have the time to turn our hearts towards these great ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And that is the difficulty that we go through, because we are so busy in this material world of ours, this capitalistic world, this hard and rugged world that we are living, that we forget to see the hand that gives us all this. Let Allah ta'ala stop these factories in these cows, and let all those milk stop, and then we will begin to wonder where was it coming from. But Allah ta'ala doesn't do that, and Allah ta'ala shows us that these are these very great ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.